We start our meditation by settling our bodies into a comfortable meditation posture, attending to each part of the posture according to the 7-point Vairochana posture that the Buddha himself taught. We start with the lower body, if we're sitting on the floor on a cushion, ideally in the full lotus posture. If that's not possible, the semi-lotus. If that's not possible, our legs crossed in front of us. We might need cushions to support the knees, leaning forward slightly. If we're on a chair, just ensuring that we're sitting as comfortable as possible, feet flat on the floor, ideally not resting against the back of the chair, but sitting upright, which keeps us more awake. And in all cases, the back is straight, sitting tall like a mountain. Then the head is tilted downwards slightly with the chin tucked in. This is important. Most of us have our heads upright, and this tends to have us thinking. So instead, we lower the head, chin tucked in, the mind will be more calm, more inner focused. Then the shoulders back and down, relaxed. The hands comfortably in our lap, resting against the body, the left cradling the right, palms upward, and the thumbs slightly touching. The arms away from the body, so the elbows out slightly, allowing some air movement in the armpits so we don't become too warm and get sleepy. The eyes closed or ideally slightly open, letting in just a little light. Or if you prefer them to be wide open, if you're an advanced meditator, you might prefer that. And finally, the tongue touching the upper palate. And this reduces the amount of saliva produced, so we swallow less often. So all of these points are important to aid our meditation. We do them as best we can, depending on our particular bodies, our conditions. We adapt as necessary. And now taking 3 deep breaths, right from down the abdomen, as deeply as you can, slow out-breath, releasing all tensions on the out-breath. And now we turn our attention to the breath at the nostrils. Just paying attention to that little place above the upper lip where the air comes and goes into the body. Just resting our attention lightly there. We're not straining to do this, just lightly observing, gentle-minded. And when the mind wanders, as it naturally will from time to time, we simply take note of that, let it go, and come back to the breath. When the mind wanders, gets caught up in something, we don't criticize it, don't criticize ourselves. Just compassionately take note, let go of that, and come back to the breath. We're breathing naturally. We're not trying to control it in any way, just observing the natural breathing. allowing the mind to settle down, to calm down, by observing the breath as it comes and goes at the nostrils. And now, I'll allow you to take 1 minute if you need to come a little out of the meditation, if you need to stretch your body, your legs, roll your shoulders, before we go into the analytical meditation. I'll just take a minute to do that. And so now, finishing up our stretching and refreshing ourselves, and returning to our comfortable meditation posture. Especially ensuring the straight back. And again, taking 3 deep breaths from deep in the abdomen, releasing on the out-breath. And now we start by thinking, by looking into our hearts, looking into our own minds, and how much we desire happiness for ourselves. Do we want any suffering at all? Do we wish only for happiness? We might go through an average day thinking about getting up in the morning and going about our morning business, the breakfast, whatever, going through the day? How much do we think about ourselves, our own happiness, getting things our way, for our own comfort? Even if we're attending to other people, looking after children or people in our work or whatever we're doing, how much do we make our decisions based on our own happiness? How much truly for others? We might recall particular incidents where we were asked to help in some way, to do something for others. And think about what our motivation really was. How much were we really giving of ourselves freely? And now shift your attention. Think about those around you, close to you, family or friends, perhaps colleagues. Do you think they have the same way of thinking, the same wish for their own happiness? And now let's shift again and consider those people that we encounter that we don't really know. Might be neighbors that we've sort of seen around a bit but never even talked to, or people in the shops where we frequent. We don't really know them. They're strangers. They're neutral people. What about them? Do they wish for happiness the same way we? And now we might consider all those people who we feel are difficult for us. They criticize us, or we feel they're judging us. Somehow there's difficulty there. What about their minds, their ways of thinking? Are they not the same? Really at the base, wanting happiness for themselves, just as we do. And now we can extend our thoughts out to everyone on the entire planet, no matter what they're doing, where they're living. Even the more extreme, negative people. What about them? Isn't it the same, everyone wanting happiness for themselves primarily? So is it the case that everyone, all of us, apart from those most highly developed spiritually, are always thinking about themselves, their own happiness? And that is what is motivating them, motivating us. And now you can slowly come out of your meditation.